The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment or phony arguments.
We're not talking about a problem with gun violence. We're talking about a problem with criminal violence. I didn't hear that come out one time out of the president's mouth of how he's going to address the criminal misuse of firearms. I only heard about how he wants to take away rights from law-abiding citizens.
And now, in the ReliefFactor.com studios, sitting in for Mike today, here's Joey Hudson.
Welcome in on this Friday. It's my morning answer. Mike Gallagher out taking some time off, taking a long weekend. I'll be sitting in. I'm Joey Hudson from upstate South Carolina on the morning answer, heard on Salem Media on 94.5 The Answer. Breaking this morning, we learned that Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, Queen Elizabeth the second's husband of 73 years died during the night at Windsor Castle. He was 99 years old. The royal family confirmed his death with a statement shared on Twitter, saying, "It is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen has announced the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. His Royal Highness passed away peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle. He married then Princess Elizabeth in 1947, he's the longest-serving royal consort in British history. Very active up until just a couple of years ago. At the age of 97, he was still driving, actually had an accident smashing his car, his Land Rover, as he was driving near Sandringham Estate. This was in January 2019. He needed a little care. The lady that was in the other vehicle broke a wrist, but otherwise was good. And he's been very active, but having some tough times, been in the hospital the past few weeks. So Prince Philip's dead at the age of 99. President Joe Biden yesterday announced a set of executive orders, legislative proposals, saying that the gun violence that we are seeing in the U.S. is a public health crisis. And that's his justification for using his executive action to try to limit our ability to purchase, our ability to own guns. During his Rose Garden news conference yesterday, Vice President Kamala Harris was by his side, smirking. I got to tell you, I just to see this woman, to hear this woman, makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. I just cannot stand the sound of her voice. We'll get to that in a minute, though. Joe Biden yesterday on a cut number one saying that nothing that he's recommending here is going to infringe on our Second Amendments. No, he doesn't want to challenge our Second Amendments. He just wants to fine-tune a few things on the back of our Second Amendment. Cut one.
Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment. They're phony arguments suggesting that these are Second Amendment rights at stake from what we're talking about. But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. We call it freedom of speech. From the very beginning, you couldn't own any weapon you wanted to own. From the very beginning of the Second Amendment existed, certain people weren't allowed to have weapons. So the idea is just bizarre to suggest that some of the things we're recommending are contrary to the Constitution.
Now, in cut number three, Vice President Kamala Harris, again, standing by the president's side in the Biden-Harris administration, she said that we simply need to have the will and the courage This is cut number three.
Over the course of my career, I have seen gun violence up close. I've looked at autopsy photographs. I've seen with my own two eyes what a bullet can do to the human body. I've held hands with the hands of parents who have lost a child. I have seen children who were traumatized by the loss of a parent or sibling. And I have fought my entire career to end this violence and to pass reasonable gun safety laws. Time and again, as progress has stalled, we've all asked, what are we waiting for? Because we aren't waiting for a tragedy, I know that. We've had more tragedy than we can bear. We aren't waiting for solutions either, because the solutions exist. They already exist. People on both sides of the aisle want action. Real people on both sides of the aisle want action.
Real people on both sides of the aisle want action. I'd love to know who some of those real people are. Are you a real person, Eric? Are you a real person, Pavlina? That Vice President Kamala Harris is referencing, I'd love to hear from you. 1-800-655-MIKE, 1-800-655-6453. Love for you to join the conversation on this Friday. You know, something that I do on my local show back in the upstate of South Carolina is Free Speech Friday. We take a lot of phone calls. We talk about a lot of things. There's no holds barred. Whatever is on your mind, I'm all ears on Fridays. So we're going to do Free Speech Friday here on the Mike Gallagher Show as well. 1-800-655-MIKE, 1-800-655-6453. You can join us on the MyPillow text line as well. Love to get your comments on the MyPillow text line. Just text your message to 1-800-655-6453. So Kamala Harris is talking about these real people. Personally, now, yes, granted, I live in the South. I don't know a lot of real people who believe the things that Kamala Harris is talking about. I don't know a lot of real people who agree with President Joe Biden's attempt at restricting what guns we can own. At some point yesterday, and we'll share this with you, in just a few minutes, at some point he talked about the ghost guns. Now, I want to know how he thinks he's going to physically round up and secure the ghost guns, because he talks about he wants them eliminated. Now, a ghost gun is his definition of a ghost gun is a gun that you can buy a kit and you assemble this yourself. You've got the basics of the gun. You kind of put your touches to it. You add the components that you would like. Joe Biden, and let's be honest here, typically they are the AR-15 type guns. Joe Biden doesn't want you to be able to own one. Now, the question is, and he didn't really say yesterday, he just said that he wants to outlaw them. He doesn't want them to be an option for you. He didn't really say how he's going to do that. He didn't say if he's literally physically going to send someone out to pick it up. You going to turn your gun over to Joe Biden? You going to turn your gun over to Kamala Harris? Do you agree with Biden that what he offered yesterday doesn't affect our Second Amendment rights? Hope you're joining the conversation on this Friday. It's 9:15. 1-800-655-MIKE, 1-800-655-6453. Your phone call, your comment. And you can always comment on the MyPillow text line. Those are welcome as well. So you're one of those real people the president was talking about? Love to hear from you. 1-800-655-6453.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Brought a board of coconut, he bought it for the dinosaurs to hide another one.
Mike Gallagher.
And today I'm announcing several initial steps my administration is taking to curb this epidemic of gun violence. Much more need be done, but the first, want to rein in the proliferation of so-called ghost guns. These are guns that are homemade, built from a kit, and include directions on how to finish the firearm. You can go buy the kit. They have no serial numbers, so when they show up at a crime scene, they can't be traced. And the buyers aren't required to pass a background check to buy the kit, to make the gun. Consequently, anyone from a criminal to a terrorist can buy this kit in as little as 30 minutes put together a weapon. You know, I want to see these kits treated as firearms under the Gun Control Act.
22 past the hours, we continue this Friday edition of the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. That was President Joe Biden yesterday as he unveiled his plan for restricting our access to guns, limiting what type of guns you and I can buy, what type of guns you and I can own. Now, of course, he was talking about the ghost guns. And these, again, are typically the AR-15 style weapons. Many people build their own. You can buy the kit, put them together. The president's big issue with the ghost gun seems to be that they have no serial number. Some do. Some do and some do not. Ghost guns, as I understand it, are really designed for someone to build their own gun for their own purpose, for their own use, not to build to sell necessarily. But you know, it's a troubling time to think that the president thinks that this is a what did he call it? Public health crisis. And so because it is a public health crisis, and that's how he has to frame this, then he can use executive order to do some of these things and not have to rely on the U.S. Congress to do them for him. 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. Hope you'll join the conversation. Again, Joey Hudson in for Mike Gallagher. Mike's taking a long weekend. I do a morning show in upstate South Carolina. And what we do is on Fridays is Free Speech Friday. I'm going to carry that over in the Mike Gallagher show. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll talk about. Let's start in Rocky Mount, Virginia, where Thomas is patiently standing by. Welcome in, Thomas.
Hey, Joey. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to hope I can clearly explain this, but there's a difference between a power and authority. Mm-hmm. And the Second Amendment actually is a restrictive document that restricts power and authority to the federal government. And the Second Amendment actually gives no authority for the federal government to infringe any of those power rights. See, the weapons represent power as opposed to authority, right?
Right.
And so the police are given authority, but they're also given power, but they're given limited power. And if the people give both authority and power to the government, then the people have no power or authority.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. And, you know, that's kind of what Tucker Carlson was saying last night, too. Cut four, I believe. Tucker Carlson made it very clear last night, Thomas, that this is about control. It's not just totally about controlling guns. It's about controlling you. Cut four.
This is one of those topics that's hard to do on TV, because in about an hour, you can learn more about this topic, actual facts about this topic, that every single person making the policy, everything they say is untrue and provably so. There's no issue on which they lie more than this one, which tells you a lot. Lori Lightfoot's statement, the one you just saw, is a shocking lie. And Chicago's own data prove it. Most violent crimes in Illinois were committed with guns purchased in the state. According to Chicago police, from 2018 to 2019, authorities encountered a grand total of how many people armed with military-grade rifles or all rifles? Four. Four people in the whole city in a year with rifles. That's it. And that's what Lori Lightfoot is focused on. In that same period, they encountered 44 people armed with revolvers. They encountered 15 people armed with chemical weapons, whatever that is, and there were 32 people wielding their feet in a violent manner.
Last night, and yes, he's right, it is. It's all about the control. I'm Joey Hudson, in for Mike Gallagher. Hope you'll join the conversation. We're doing Free Speech Friday on The Mike Gallagher Show.
She works, laying whiskey down, they say brandy.
Gallagher.
I may be off today, but thanks to technology, I'll never miss an opportunity to tell you about MyPillow. Mike Lindell spent over 2 years developing the My Slippers. And don't think I haven't been padding around my condo in my My Slippers. They're designed to wear indoors or outdoors all day long. They're not just slippers. They are a religious experience, I swear. It's because they've been made with the MyPillow foam and impact gel. Made with quality leather suede as well. Two styles, moccasin or slip-on for men, for women. And here's the best part of all. When you enter the promo code MikeG, you're going to get 40% off. 40% off. Huge discounts on the pillow itself, on the Giza Dream Sheets. How about the doggy bed made with the same patented MyPillow material? You're going to love going to MyPillow.com. Look for the little square that has the picture of Mike Gallagher and Mike Lindell. Click on that box, and you'll see all the great items that are for sale from MyPillow. And a company that has been under siege, the left, hates Mike Lindell. They've been going after him, trying to erase him. And you just keep supporting MyPillow. And we thank you for that. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans, 1-800-510-MIKE or fellowshiphomeloans.com. Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home. I'm Joey Hudson, in for Mike Gallagher on this Friday. A lot of text messages coming in on the MyPillow text line. Yours is welcome, 1-800-655-6453. Texter says, I'm a real person, at least the last time I checked, and I don't agree with Bite Me regarding his unconstitutional gun control orders. They will do nothing to prevent criminals from obtaining and using guns. And, you know, that's the frustrating thing about this argument for me. We all know that if Biden were able to do everything he outlined yesterday, it's not going to change the fact that there was another shooting in Texas yesterday where one man opened fire in his place of work. It would not have changed the fact that this former NFL player in Rock Hill, South Carolina, literally just an hour or so up the road from where I live here in upstate South Carolina, it would not have changed the fact that he shot and killed his former doctor and his wife and grandchildren and a person who was working for the doctor in his yard that day. And then goes home to kill himself. I don't care what kind of gun laws you have in place, it's not going to change that. A criminal or someone who is mentally ill, who's troubled, if they want to hurt someone with a gun, they're going to find a gun. Biden, also, some of the typical Biden, he misrepresented so many things yesterday as he was outlining his plan. I don't know if he does this type of thing on purpose, or if he just gets confused, or if he thinks, hey, I'm Joe Biden, I can say what I want, and they'll believe me. But he spent a good bit of time talking about buying guns at a gun show and what was required there and background checks and all. He got it totally confused. He also spent some time talking about the fact, and in his words, that the gun industry, this is going to be cut 15, he talked about the fact that the gun industry has immunity over being sued, cut 15.
The only industry in America, a $1 billion industry, that can't be sued, has exempt from being sued, are gun manufacturers.
Now, that's not totally correct. There are things that they can be sued for. But he's forgetting about some of the other industries that have some immunity as well, like big tech, his buddies over at Facebook, his buddies over at Twitter, his buddies over at Google. And this just protects, the immunity just protects gun manufacturers from some of the unnecessary lawsuits. For example, if you buy a gun, you take that gun, and you kill someone with the gun, your victims can't sue the gun manufacturer for what you use the gun for. Now, if that gun malfunctions and blows up in your face and harms you or your family, then yes, you could sue the gun manufacturer for defaulty workmanship. 1-800-655-MIKE, 1-800-655-6453. By the way, you can watch our video stream. Just go to mikeonline.com, click on Watch Now, and we have our stream up today as well. Let's go back to the phones quickly here. We have Matt, who is in Ohio. Welcome in, Matt.
Hey, Joey. Thanks for having me on.
Sure thing.
So me, a bunch of my close friends, we've gotten these things. They're called 80% lowers.
Yeah.
They're for AR-15s. And what you do is you take them to a CNC because they're already 80% milled. You just got to do that last 20%. And they don't have serial numbers on them. So that's another version of those ghost guns that Joe Biden's all scared of.
Right.
But the truth is that all of us, we're law-abiding American citizens. We're patriots. We want to protect our country. We want to stand for the freedom that our country stands for itself. We're not criminals. We're not terrorists.
I get that. And, you know, you bought the gun for recreation and for self-defense, I would assume. And you should have that right. I mean, I don't remember reading in the Second Amendment that it said that it mentions ghost guns, does it?
No, not at all.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate you calling, Matt. Have a great day in Ohio. 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. Again, where you can watch our video streaming at Mike Online as well. I'm going to share with you in just a few minutes. Mike had a chance to spend a few minutes with Mark Oliva. He's the Director of Public Affairs at National Shooting Sports Foundation. This is a wonderful organization. You know, we didn't get to go this year, but previous years we've gone to SHOT Show in Las Vegas. And the National Shooting Sports Foundation is the organization that makes that possible, makes that happen. Mike is he's doing a podcast, by the way. You need to be sure that you know that you download that and able to hear that. He updates it pretty much every day, has some content that you won't hear on the show here, so I hope that you'll participate in that. But I'm going to share with you a conversation that that Mike had with Mark Oliva here in just a few minutes. Back to the phones in South Carolina, we have Jeff. Welcome in, Jeff.
Hey, Joey. Great show. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you, sir.
We've been able to build our own firearms since the beginning of this country. I do own ghost guns. They have my name on it. They have made in South Carolina, and they have a personalized serial number. The reason I do this is in case they're stolen or in case I get stopped by Officer Friendly, because they don't like to see a gun without a serial number on it. So that's one of the reasons I do that.
Yeah. So you're kind of taking away one of his issues. You're taking that away from him.
Absolutely. But I did it for my own benefit.
Right. Exactly.
But the gun control issue, he was correct when when you played Cut 3 and he said that not all people were allowed to own guns since the Second Amendment. He was correct about that. Those were called black people. In addition to that, the 1968 Gun Control Act was no more than an effort to take guns away from black people.
Yeah.
I remember a family reunion. My granddaddy was sheriff of Decatur County, Georgia for 26 years. My dad was a Florida state trooper. And I remember when they passed the Gun Control Act of 1968, that's all they talked about was, well, they finally figured out a way to disarm black people.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I don't think that that's anything that we are trying to do today. Look, anybody who can legally own a gun should be able to be allowed to own a gun to protect their family. I don't care, you know, white, black, Asian, doesn't matter what your race is. But if you are legally qualified to own a gun, you should be able to. And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris shouldn't be able to tell you that you can't. I just want to know about all these real people that he kept, that Kamala Harris mentioned yesterday. These real people who see that this is a public crisis and want the guns taken away. Want the guns, I guess they're going to go out and collect them. I don't know. How do you do that? What are the logistics? Hope you'll join the conversation on this Friday morning edition of the Mike Gallagher Show. 1-800-655-6453.
Email the show, mike@mikeonline.com. To get caught would surely be the Mike Gallagher.
Portions of the day show brought to you by Relief Factor. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. You can watch us at MikeOnline.com. Just hit the Mike TV button there. Love to have you join us on this Friday. And Joey Hudson in for Mike Gallagher. Mike had a chance yesterday to sit down with Mark Oliva, director of public affairs at the National Shooting Sports Foundation. This is part of our podcast series. We're going to share with you a portion of that. You can listen to the entire portion on Mike's podcast. If you miss any part of today's show, by the way, download the Mike Gallagher Show podcast and catch up. You can find exclusive content, interviews, and a lot more when you subscribe to Mike's podcast. Download it wherever you use your podcast. You can also find links to the podcast at MikeOnline.com. Let's join Mike and Mark Oliva as they talk for a few minutes yesterday.
I will ask for your reaction to the president's promise that nothing he recommended impinges on the Second Amendment.
Well, he has a very, unique interpretation of what the Second Amendment is then. You know, if we're looking at the infringement upon the Second Amendment and the government trying to pass any kind of restrictions on that, I certainly think there's an argument to be said that if he's passing the idea that you can no longer build a firearm in your home, which has always been legal in America, even before the founding of our nation, you could build a firearm in your home. If he's now saying you can't do that, well, I would argue that we're looking at an infringement upon Second Amendment rights. If he's talking about reclassifying an entire class of pistols under the National Firearms Act, which would make it So you couldn't possess these firearms unless you submit your photo, you submit your fingerprints, you pay a $200 tax stamp and undergo extensive background checks through the ATF, and then be put on a government watch list simply for exercising your Second Amendment rights. I think that that's called an infringement upon your rights, and I think that's something that the American public needs to reach out to their members of Congress and remind them that they are the check on the executive branch. The legislative branch then is one of the checks to keep the executive branch within their role and make sure that they're not overreaching.
Which is precisely why Biden wants to use executive orders. He wants to do an end around, and he wants to try to avoid the legislative process, because the legislative process is ultimately the way the American people can push back against restrictions, constitutional restrictions like this. Want to talk about ghost guns. He's made a very big deal about ghost guns. Homemade guns, as you said, that cannot be traced. I didn't realize there was a rash of ghost guns used in these high-profile mass killings that Biden referenced. Are these massacres in Charleston and in Colorado and all these terrible scenes? Are those all with people who made their guns at home?
No, Mike, you're right. These aren't people who have produced their own firearms in their own homes. We're talking about, in many of these instances, are failures of people to either enact on the laws that are available to them or the authorities who failed to take action when they were supposed to. So if we look at the most recent murders in Boulder, Colorado, we see that Colorado already has red flag laws. We see that the family was already concerned about the mental disturbance of the individual who's accused of these crimes, to the point where they actually took the firearm away from him at one point, and he obviously got that back and committed his heinous crimes. But they could have reached out, and they could have used the red flag laws available to them there, and they didn't. We look at the Pulse nightclub shootings. In fact, the FBI knew about that, and they didn't act. In fact, that was a terror attack and was not just an indiscriminate killing at a nightclub. If we look at Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School, we know that the FBI was warned twice. We know that the city, state, and county officials have been warned over 40 times that there was concerns with this individual, and they never acted upon those. So what we're talking about is a failure of the system to actually work in the way it's supposed to, because the people were either too afraid or because authorities didn't act when they were warned to. This is not an issue of so-called ghost guns. And part of the issue is that these are being conflated a lot of times with firearms that show up at a crime scene with the serial numbers obliterated. And those are combined with also some of those firearms that are recovered that are criminally misused that have been produced through a kit. And there's a conflation of this to try and make this the boogeyman of what it is that is addressing the problems in America. We're not talking about a problem with gun violence. We're talking about a problem with criminal violence. And we see that there was inaction on this administration's part to address it head on. And we see that it was an inaction of the Democrats to address it last year when we saw our cities burning across America. The problem that we're seeing inside the cities with crime rates rising isn't because we have a problem with guns. It's a problem because we refuse to address the problem of crime. I didn't hear that come out one time out of the president's mouth of how he's going to address the criminal misuse of firearms and go after criminals. I only heard about how he wants to take away rights from law-abiding citizens.
And he's right, isn't he? Mark Oliver with Mike Gallagher yesterday. You can hear the rest of that conversation. Again, just download Mike's podcast. Go to MikeOnline.com or wherever else you get your podcast and listen to the remainder of that conversation. He makes a very valid point that nothing that Joe Biden announced yesterday, nothing that he proposes to do, whether it be via executive order or whether he's asking Congress to take action, none of this is going to stop some of the shootings that we have experienced, that we have seen. Just the last a couple of days, one in Rock Hill, South Carolina, just near my home of upstate South Carolina, one in Texas yesterday at a workplace. Nothing that Joe Biden proposed yesterday would have prevented either one of those. 1-800-655-6453, 1-800-655-MIKE. I'm Joey Hudson in for Mike on this Friday edition. We do Free Speech Fridays on my local show in South Carolina. We're going to do that today as well on this edition of the Mike Gallagher Show. So whatever is on your mind, whatever you want to talk about, hey, I'm all ears. We'll jump in. and talk about what's important to you. 1-800-655-MIKE. Also, your comments are welcome on the MyPillow text line as well. 1-800-655-6453. Be sure to watch our stream at MikeOnline.com. Glad to have you in on this Friday edition of the Mike Gallagher Show. I'm Joey Hudson, sitting in for Mike. Joe Biden says we have a public health crisis and that nothing he's proposing will prevent us from having our Second Amendment rights. It is a phony argument. I'm Joey Hudson, in for Mike Gallagher.